Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Union Cabinet decisions. The participants are Sandeep Phukan, political analyst, and Aditya Shukla, Akashvani correspondent.
Union Cabinet has taken some key decisions today. In next 15 minutes, we will talk about them one by one. But first, please join me in welcoming our expert today, Sandeep Phukan, senior journalist. Welcome, Sandeep ji.
Thank you.
The government has decided to include the caste enumeration in the forthcoming census. The Cabinet Committee on Political Affairs, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, took a decision in this regard. Union Cabinet Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw briefed media about the Cabinet decisions. Let's first listen.
The Cabinet Committee of Political Affairs has decided today, that is 30th April 2025, that caste enumeration should be included in the forthcoming census. This demonstrates that a government is committed to the values and interests of a society and country. Like in the past, when a government had introduced 10% reservation for the economically weaker sections of the society without causing any stress in any section of the society.
Sandeep ji, your comment on it and how significant is this decision?
It is hugely significant. It's a landmark decision because in independent India, this is the first time that we will actually officially have a caste enumeration or caste census along with the general census. The last time such an exercise actually that took place was in 1931, though there was a socio-economic survey on the basis of caste. Was carried out in 2011 by the then UPA government, but their results were never made public. But this is the first time that the caste census will be carried out in independent India since the time that we became independent. And it's a huge move. This is a decision that took a long time in coming. Every government, every political party will have to really weigh the pros and cons. But eventually, the government has taken a decision in favor of going ahead with the caste census. In any case, the census process was delayed. We are delayed by almost 5 years now because census was due in 2021. The last census was done in 2011. So the next census was actually due in 2021. But it so happened that since 2020, we were caught, you know, we were in the grip of COVID. And there was no way that census, which involves door-to-door enumeration by government officials, where a government official visits every household and takes socio-economic data and all kinds of data, that wouldn't have been possible during COVID time. So the entire process got pushed back and delayed by almost 5 years now. So the government in its wisdom has now decided that along with the normal census, they will also do a caste enumeration, which is a first in independent India. The last such census happened in 1931.
In fact, it is one of the landmark decisions, as you have already mentioned. One of the main demands of the opposition was this only. Now it is fulfilled. So your reaction on...
The opposition will certainly welcome this move. As you rightly said, leader of the opposition in Lok Sabha, Mr. Rahul Gandhi, leader of the opposition in the Rajya Sabha and Congress president, Mr. Mallikarjun Kharge, they had been demanding this for a long time. Both of them have written letters to the Prime Minister. In fact, a couple of Congress ruled states have already carried out what is known as caste survey. I mean, in common parlance, we call it as caste census, but it is actually not caste census. In Congress-ruled Karnataka and in Congress-ruled Telangana, these two states where the Congress is in power, a caste survey has been carried out. But the first state to have actually done this was Bihar, where Nitish Kumar-led NDA government is in power right now. So, of course, at that point of time when the caste survey was carried out, Mr. Kumar was not with the NDA, but subsequently he came back to the NDA fold. So it is an issue which has been demanded by practically all parties. But in every party, there are two opinions with regard to this. It is not an easy decision. It is not easy to decide on this and say one way or the other for the simple reason that if you look at, say, Karnataka, for the past 2 years, we have now been seeing Rahul Gandhi and Mallikarjun Kharge repeating at every forum that caste census has to take place. We demand countrywide caste census, etc. However, when it comes to their own state, Karnataka, the caste survey of Karnataka's population, the results are with the government. But they have not been able to make it public because within the government, there are two views. So on 17th of April, there was a meeting of the Karnataka cabinet in which all these views were expressed in a closed door meeting. And then the Siddaramaiah government's cabinet decided that they will have another meeting in the first week of May. But they are far from releasing the data in public domain. On the other hand, Telangana also carried out a similar exercise. And they have gone ahead and released the data, and they have also implemented certain decisions with regard to backward classes. So it is not an easy decision to take, even for the opposition parties, but the opposition parties would certainly welcome it, especially the parties in Bihar, because this is a very big issue in Bihar. And let us not forget that Bihar is one state that will go into elections sometime later this year, perhaps somewhere towards the end of October or November.
So you mentioned about Bihar. So there are comments coming in from the political leaders, Chirag Paswan, who is union minister and LJP leader from Bihar. So he given his reaction on this decision. Let me quote it. Center's announcement of caste census is an answer to the opposition's rumor mongering. The nation is moving towards inclusive development. So this is what Chirag Paswan has shared. So your view on it?
Even as I said, that while it's not an easy decision, and there were arguments both for and against doing a caste census, but eventually the leadership of the government and the Prime Minister will have to take a call. And the Prime Minister has taken a call right now. Within the NDA fold, there were parties that were in full support of the caste census. Nitish Kumar, be it Chirag Paswan, Chandrababu Naidu. But there were also views within the BJP against such a move. So eventually the leadership has taken a view. Now, why is it required? Why is Chirag Paswan saying that this is inclusive? Even in terms of policy formulation, the government should know that how should it design its policy in a way that it benefits the weakest section, the most backward section, to overcome their backwardness, to overcome their weakness and take part in the development process. And that is why governance becomes more inclusive if your policy interventions are such that you can take the weakest and the most backward along in the development process.
Now, moving onwards to another decision today, Cabinet has approved fair and remunerative price for sugarcane for the season 2025-26. So it will be ₹355 per quintal. Let's first listen to Union Cabinet Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw.
बेसिक तौर पे अगर आप देखें कि जो कॉस्ट है ऑल इंडिया वेटेड एवरेज कॉस्ट ऑफ प्रोडक्शन ऑफ शुगर केन वो है ₹173 पर क्विंटल ऑलमोस्ट उसका डबल प्राइस डिसाइड किया गया है ₹355 105% मोर देन द कॉस्ट दिस इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट फिगर 2023-24 इस पीरियड का जो एग्रीकल्चर इस शुगर केन सीजन के जो कंप्लीट लेटेस्ट डेटा है उसके हिसाब से शुगर केन फार्मर्स को 1,11,701 करोड़ रुपए शुगर केन के दाम के रूप में मिले.
How is it going to benefit farmers, Sandeep ji?
This is actually an annual exercise they do after every year on the basis of the input costs that are involved in growing sugarcane. So the government works out a formula and then they announce a price at below which sugar mills cannot purchase sugarcane from the farmers. So this decision is likely to benefit about 5 crore farmers who are engaged in sugarcane growing and another about 5 lakh workers who are engaged in sugar mills and other related ancillary units. So this decision, of course, there are some states where there are a huge number of farmers who are engaged in sugarcane cultivation. For example, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, these are key states that will gain from this. And essentially what this means is that sugarcanes will have to offer a fair and remunerative prices. It is like the minimum support price. It's called the FRP. Fair and remunerative prices to farmers, ₹355 per quintal. Below that, they cannot purchase. The idea is that the farmers also get factor in, you know, the increase in their input costs and they can make a nominal profit over their cost of production.
So in another decision, the cabinet has approved development of Greenfield high-speed corridor from Shillong in Meghalaya to Silchar in Assam. The total capital cost of this corridor is approximately ₹23,000 crore. Union Cabinet Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has briefed media about this decision. earlier in the day. Let's listen to him.
Silchar se Shillong, Shillong se Silchar, हमारे नॉर्थ ईस्टर्न सेक्टर में एक बहुत बड़ा प्रोजेक्ट हाई स्पीड कॉरिडोर हाईवे का मेघालय और आसाम को जोड़ता हुआ वो अप्रूव हुआ है. बहुत बड़ा प्रोजेक्ट है. 22,864 करोड़ रुपीस का इसका एस्टिमेटेड कॉस्ट है. 166 किलोमीटर फोर लेन एक्सेस कंट्रोल्ड. दिस विल बी द न्यू हाईवे विच विल बेसिकली प्रोवाइड अ मेजर कनेक्टिविटी टू त्रिपुरा मणिपुर एंड मिजोरम. And this will become a major corridor. 22,864 crore rupees ka ye project hai. Bahut bada project hai. This project will be constructed under a hybrid annuity mode. There are 3 years of construction period and 15 years of operation period. Because of the northeast terrain, 19 major bridges, 153 minor bridges, 326 culverts, 22 underpasses, 26 vehicle overpasses, and 34 viaducts amounting to about 9 kilometers. Bahut hi complex project hai and this will become a major, major lifeline for the entire North.
So, I would like to know from you, Sandeep ji, how important is this decision? How it will improve the connectivity between Assam and Meghalaya?
Yeah, so this is a very important decision for the simple reason that this Silchar is in Assam, in southern part of Assam, and the road connectivity is through Meghalaya, through Tura and through Meghalaya state. But the current state of road is so bad that, as you say, that it's often a back-breaking experience for passengers if you were to travel by. Of course, there is air connectivity and there is also train services. I mean, there are train services to Silchar, but point is that because of weather conditions, it's a little, what do you say, difficult terrain. During monsoons, road connectivity gets worse. So this building an all-weather road, a green express highway on NH6, is going to be very important in terms of providing all-weather connectivity. It'll also hugely improve movement of goods and commodities transport from other parts of Assam to southern point of Assam. Silchar, borders Bangladesh and it is southern part of Assam. So it's a huge development and it fits into the part of in the overall scheme of things for the center when it comes to giving a push to infrastructure development in the Northeast region.
Especially the focus has always been there, like the government from the first day itself has been dedicated for the development of Northeast. Thank you so much, Sandeep ji, for your insights into key decisions that were taken today in the cabinet meeting. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on Union Cabinet Decisions. The participants were Sandeep Phukan, political analyst, and Aditya Shukla, Akashvani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnstalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.